Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode of The Chalene Show is brought to you by The Courageous Confidence Club. Confidence is a strength that can be built and strengthened just like any muscle. You just have to do the right exercises. Your success, your likability, your influence are all determined by your confidence. It's the number one factor in determining your professional success, your happiness in relationships, and your ability to raise self-sufficient children, to feel more confident in social settings. This program is changing lives. I hope you'll check it out. Please visit our website at CourageousConfidenceClub.com.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene has helped thousands with her books, seminars, and online academies. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Push, and a mother of two.
Okay, if you're going to listen to one podcast about goal setting and having the best, most incredible year ever, you have downloaded the right one. And I might be biased, but I don't think I am. Because I'm going to share with you some things today that I've never shared before. And I think this is going to be groundbreaking. In fact, I know it is. I've just been so excited about it. I couldn't wait to get in the studio to share it with you. So here's the deal. Let me backtrack a little bit and start with the push goal, the concept of a push goal. Now, many of you may know that the book I wrote was called Push, and it was based on a term that I coined called a push goal. What is that? Well, let me just give you the Cliff Notes version. A push goal is a goal that it's on your list of goals, but if you achieve this one particular goal, most of the others will also be accomplished in the process. So let's say you make a list of 10 goals each year. In fact, that's what I recommend that people do is you make a list of 10 goals. And when you look at that list, typically there's one goal on that list that is kind of the heavy. It's the silverback gorilla. It's the goal that makes many of the others possible. And ironically, it's not always the one that's the most important to you or the biggest or the one that has the most emotional significance. And 90% of the time, that's not 100% of the time, but 90% of the time, push goals are often tied to something financial because let's face it, if you want to take more time off this year, if you want to be able to donate a certain portion of your earnings back to your church or your charity, if you want to, you know, build a new addition onto your home, most of these things require money, you know? I mean, that's just how it is in the society we live in. So not all, but most of the time, a push goal revolves around a financial goal. Think of the push goal as a domino at the front of the line, and it creates a domino effect. So by achieving that one goal, you kind of knock over or push through the other ones. I've always taught people that when you look at your list of goals, you should be able to, you know, think about, okay, what would it require to accomplish this and to make this come to fruition? And in order for this goal to be accomplished, what would I need to do? And then once you've kind of figured out all of the things that need to happen, there should be one item on your list that makes many of those possible. And that's the one you start with. That's the one you focus on. Don't focus on the one that is so emotional for you or would feel so good or the one that's most important or the one that weighs heaviest on your heart. Start with your push goal. Now, I've been teaching this for many years, over 6 years, I believe, and it just has always been one of the toughest things for people to figure out. Like, what is my push goal? I'm looking at this list of 10 things and I can't figure out which one for sure is my push goal. In fact, I offer a free training. You've heard me talk about it on this show before. We've had hundreds of thousands of people go through this free course. It's just an online video that I send to you, one quick little video. Most of them are under 5 minutes. I send you one video a day. That's it. And you just watch this one little video. I email it to you and I teach this process, the process of learning to scale back your to-do list, how to take things off your plate, how to identify what areas you're supposed to set goals in, and to really like streamline your effectiveness, to find clarity, to know where you're headed. It's called 30-Day Push. And you can sign up for it if you'd like by going to 3030daypush.com. Now, the reason why I mention that is because of this. Every single time people sign up for that, I go in and I look at people's comments and people really get stuck on that one particular issue. And that is identifying your push goal. And I just have to be frank and tell you, it frustrates me, or it has frustrated me. I'm like, I don't understand. Why do people not select a push goal that has more power behind it? And then this week, it dawned on me. I was driving home by myself from Palm Springs. Brett and I had to divide and conquer. He was at a soccer game. I was at Brock's basketball game. And I was driving back by myself in traffic from Palm Springs. So it was about a 2.5 hour drive. And you know, because I'm kind of an introvert, I do my best work when I'm by myself. I really like to think things through. And I kept thinking about this, knowing that this is the time of year when people set goals for themselves and how powerful the push goal concept can be. Why is it people struggle with identifying what their push goal is? What could I do to better help people understand how to identify which of their goals is their push goal? And then it dawned on me, the error has been mine. I started thinking back on the way that I select a push goal. And then I realized, almost like a baker who has for so many years left out a secret ingredient, I realized there was a piece of this, a way that I was doing this myself, that I hadn't really taught to other people, not intentionally. Honestly, the reason why I haven't shared this with you is because I hadn't identified that's what I was doing until this long car ride home. So get this. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't even wait to tell you this. I'm busting at the seams, because it's going to be a game changer for you. Here's the deal. Set your list of goals, right? And if I may, I'd also like to suggest that instead of setting goals for a year, I want you to set goals for the next 90 days, okay? Set some goals for the next 90 days. I want you to set between 9 to 10 goals that you will accomplish in the next 90 days. Now, in the past, I would have said, now take a look at that list and decide which one is your push goal. And that's where trouble set in. Now what I want you to do, because I realize it's what I've been doing, is I set my list of 9 or 10 goals, and then I look at the list, and then in retrospect, I create a push goal. I didn't realize that's what I've been doing, because it was all in like the same setting. You know what I mean? So I hadn't really identified that I didn't come up with a push goal until I looked at this list of 9 or 10 things that I wanted to do, right? And then when I look at that list of 9 or 10 things that I'm going to set out to do in the next 90 days or the next year, depending on what time frame you use for your goal setting, when I looked at that list, I'm like, okay, what would need to happen in order to accomplish these things, right? So let me just give you some examples, current examples of things that I was thinking about this year. So first of all, purpose and career. I set a goal for myself that this year, rather than focusing on helping people with their online businesses, which was my focus last year, this year, while that will still be a big part of my business, my purpose this year, I really want to center around helping people become more confident. I've met so many people who their businesses should be incredibly successful. They shouldn't be stuck. They should be changing lives and doing all of the things that they set out to do. They should be confident in their own skin. They should feel good about themselves. They should understand that their opinion matters. They should be doing all of these things that they feel inside of them are possible, but for whatever reason, they don't. And I've just come to understand it's because people lack confidence, belief in themselves. So it's my purpose this year, it's my mission to help people understand that just like a strong bicep or strong hamstrings or cardiovascular strength, that confidence is a strength that can be improved through exercises. And it is my focus this year to help 10,000 people change their level of confidence so that they feel that they can accomplish anything, so that they're not afraid to walk into social settings where they don't know many people, so that they feel like they believe in themselves and they can do all of the things that they know are possible. That's my purpose goal. I've also set a goal for myself to take 2 full months off. I took the month of December off, and the most magical thing happened. I can't wait to tell you the story, but it was the most rewarding thing I've done is by taking the month of December off and just letting God's plan take over. OMG. I'm like, if that's how rewarded I can feel, then I need to do this twice a year. So that's a goal in addition to the normal vacation time that we take with the family. I want to have 2 months next year, not back to back, like one in December and one in another month, which we haven't settled on the month yet, I think August, where I won't do any appearances, I won't do any interviews, I won't do anything that's scheduled. I'll just let God's plan take over. And that's another goal. Then I have goals for my husband and I, our marriage. I've set goals for my fitness, my mental health, the environment where I spend time. I set goals for myself as it relates to my children and my friends. I've also set some goals for the next 90 days as it relates to my faith. And for some of you, that's your spirituality. I've also set goals for myself that I like to call get smarter. Now, I used to call this personal development, but I just think that sounds so stuffy. And people think, well, I guess I better take a course on goal setting. Where I just think if you set a goal for yourself to get smarter in the next 90 days and to be specific about it. Like, I want to learn to speak French, or I want to understand how to be a better blogger, or I'm going to learn everything I possibly can about nutrition, or I'm going to get certified to teach PIO, or I'm going, you know, just like enriching your knowledge makes you feel more confident, makes you feel invincible. Knowledge makes us feel alive. It's growth. It's being smarter. It's making your brain grow. So set a goal for yourself in that area. And then I set a goal for myself that, you know, I call it hobbies or recreation, but this year I wanted to think of it as just pure joy. I want to set a goal for myself that serves no purpose other than the fact it just is yummy. It makes me happy. I feel restored. It feels like a treat. It's pure joy. So think back on a time when you were like, gosh, this feels amazing. I love doing this. I could do this for hours. It's pure joy. I almost feel a little guilty because I love doing this. And for whatever reason, you've gotten busy or you haven't made it a priority. And I want you to set for yourself a goal that is just pure joy. Maybe it's horseback riding or painting, or, you know, one of my friends, she was telling me that, like, it's the greatest joy ever for her to just sleep in, wear her pajamas until like noon, and then take a shower and go someplace else and have someone else blow dry her hair. I'm like, okay, I love it. That is pure joy for her, just to have a completely pampered, relaxed, you know, I have to do nothing, somebody else blow dries my hair kind of day. Fantastic. Whatever floats your boat. Maybe it's pure joy for you is a long run or listening to music or dancing, but it's just for you. Set a goal for yourself that is pure joy. So I have all these areas, and I'm going to put a link in my show notes that you can find at shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. And you'll see the list of all these different areas for you to create goals in. Now, I want to mention that you don't have to have a goal in each one of these areas. I like for people to just kind of free form their goals, but don't forget, they need measure, meaning someone from the outside can say, okay, yep, you hit your mark. Something that would not have measure is to say, I want to be healthier. Like, that's kind of difficult to measure. So it needs to have specificity. For instance, I will start strength training 3 times a week, or 5 days a week, I will get a minimum of 8 hours of sleep. Like, that's specificity. And yes, you can find a way to create specificity in all of these areas, but just randomly come up with 9 or 10 goals. Don't worry about whether you have one in each category, unless, of course, you start writing out your goals and you're like, dang, I can't really think of anything more. Well, then check out my list, because that will help trigger some different areas where you can create a list for yourself. And as well as, I will provide for you kind of a definition. So when I say environment, what do I mean by setting a goal for your environment? What does that mean when I say set a goal for your spouse or your romantic life? Because some of you aren't in a relationship right now, but you would like to set some goals for yourself as it relates to connecting with others. Okay, so now you've done that, right? And you've made this list, and it's just off the top of your head, and it's truly things that, you know, would be pretty crazy cool if these things happened, but they're not a given. You're going to have to work at it. It's not going to be easy. That's the type of goal you want to set, not something that you're like, well, I'm already on track to do this, so I'll just put it on paper so I have the privilege of crossing it off anyways. Like, that does not count. Don't even try it. Set goals that are like, you almost want to cover them up because you're like, what if I don't do it? You know, goals that are kind of scary, goals that make you nervous to share them with other people because you don't want to fail. You want to do it. And again, unlike years past, in this particular exercise today, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to set these goals so that you will accomplish them in the next 90 days. Yep, 3 months. Okay. Hey guys, thanks for allowing me to interrupt. I just wanted to jump in at this point and make a suggestion. The Chalene Show is all about being better, living with purpose, improving ourselves from the inside out. And there are so many of you who reach out to me and leave me messages asking how to stay motivated or, you know, how to erase self-doubt, how to get out of your own way and do some of these things. It all boils down to one trait, confidence. Most people agree that confidence is what makes someone attractive. It's not their weight or how good looking they are or driving the right car. It's confidence. And confidence can be learned. It can be improved. If you dread being in certain social situations or if you struggle with self-doubt, if you just know there's so many things you could do if you just really believed in yourself, then I want to encourage you to check out what people are saying about this program. Go to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Okay, that's it for now. Back to the show. Now you're looking at this list. And when you look at this list and you look at each one of your goals, I want you to put a dash next to each one and say, well, what would I need to have happen in order to make this possible? So let me give you an example. One of mine being that I want to take 2 months off, right? That means number one, I have to let everybody on my team know that. Number two, I've got to create enough financial cushion that it doesn't affect us. Number three, I've got to set up safeguards so that not only does everyone know that this is my goal, but that I don't let other people down on other commitments. And I'm really strategic about the way that I plan my year so that I don't feel overwhelmed getting ready for December in November. I want to space things out. All right. So then maybe another goal that I have on my list is helping people with their confidence and purpose. What would I need to do there? Well, I'd need to focus on that particular program. I have a program called the Courageous Confidence Club. In fact, that is what we are going to sponsor the Chalene Show with, is the Courageous Confidence Club. That is a goal of mine, is to help people with their confidence this year. So for me, in terms of my purpose, I've got to wake up and focus on that. It means when I look at the things I'm going to do each week, each month, as it relates to my business, first and foremost, I want to focus on helping our customers, my lifers, with their confidence. Even though it's perhaps my lowest priced course, we have a program called the Marketing Impact Academy, and that's a $2,000 program. Not everybody can afford that. Would it put more money in my bank account and make taking December off a lot easier? Yeah, probably. But my purpose this year, and what's going to make me feel really good, is helping people with confidence. So I've got to focus on that when I am working. Next, I've set some goals for myself that relate to helping other people. And a certain percentage that I won't share with you here, but a certain percentage that Brett and I have committed to, number one, putting away for ourselves each month, where it's just a set percentage, no matter what we've earned, that's going to be set aside to create compound interest. And then a certain percentage that we are just taking each and every month and making sure that goes to helping other people. So, you know, I'm looking at all these different goals and I've got a long list of them, including redesigning our office space so that it really, I feel my mojo there, etc. And I'm looking at this whole list and I'm like, okay, now that I see this list, I need to set a goal that kind of would knock all of these over, right? That's the concept I've never shared with people when it comes to a push goal is, you should probably create your push goal after you already have your list. And so for me, I'm looking at this list of all these things I want to do, and I'm like, a big chunk of this, like, I need to be able to create a financial situation that allows me to help this many people, a financial situation that makes it more comfortable for me to take 2 months off. And that just is what it is. So I've got to have a goal that is really financially related. However, there's a whole bunch of things on my goal list for the next 90 days, the next year, that relate to working less. What the heck? So it's like, okay, don't those kind of conflict with each other? If a lot of my goals revolve around keeping myself accountable so that I can be present for my family, do these things with my faith, get smarter, learn more, help other people. Like, you know, I have all these different areas and I'm looking at a lot of them, and a lot of them, when I look at them, it's like, okay, well, I'll have to keep myself accountable and not work more. Now I'm looking at all these parameters, right? And that's what you need to do. You look at your list and you're like, okay, so, you know, putting a little dash next to each goal, what really needs to happen, right? What are the parameters of this? And I'm looking at them and I'm like, okay, so I need something where I'm not doing something new. It's got to be something I've already created. It's got to create a certain amount of income. It's got to relate to my purpose and my passion. And I've got to create a push goal that meets all of those criteria. So my push goal is to have 10,000 people go through the Courageous Confidence Club. That's it. That became my push goal. What I didn't realize was it wasn't a goal I'd set until after I'd set all my other goals. Got it? Okay. So the one piece I've never taught with the push goal that you're hearing for the very first time, that I'm like, I have to reach every single person who's ever been through the 30-day push challenge and tell them, uh-oh, I forgot to leave out this really critical detail. But this is critical. This is groundbreaking. This is game-changing. This is going to make it possible for you. So now that you have this list, just to recap, now that you have your list of 10 things you want to do in the next 90 days, now you will, after the fact, create a push goal that makes these, most of these things, not necessarily all of them, but it makes the majority of them happen. That's how you create your push goal. You create your push goal only after you've created your list of 9 or 10 goals. And then you focus just on your push goal. Guess what I am focused on like a laser beam? You got it. Helping people become confident individuals who can crush it. I'm on a mission to help people see their greatness, understand their potential, and then act on it. I think a lot of people know that they're capable of great things and they just can't figure out why they're not moving forward. Like, why do they keep sabotaging themselves, or why do they allow fear to become an obstacle? Confidence is not necessarily something you have to be born with. It's not something you can buy at the store. It's not something that comes by losing weight necessarily. It's not something that people who are good looking naturally have confidence. Confidence is a skill. It's a habit. It's a muscle, which means it can be strengthened through exercises. What does confidence look like? Well, I don't know what it looks like, but I can tell you what it feels like. It feels secure. It feels comfortable. People who are confident are not necessarily the people who are loud and gregarious and, you know, have to be the center of attention. People who are confident are just, they're secure. They're unrushed. They know that what they're doing is the right thing. They don't worry about what everybody else thinks. They are able to get out of their own head. They're able to take care of other people. They have a magnetism. They care about other people, and other people feed off of their energy. I mean, if that's something you want to give your children, is the gift of confidence, and I can't think of a better gift to give them than being insecure, than being that person who can't get out of their own head, who's constantly putting themselves down, even if it's in your own mind, you're passing that on to your children. They feel it. It's fed to them, even if it's subconsciously. So I can't think of anything better that I can do than to help people with their confidence. That's my goal. I want to help people do that. I think that has an effect that will trickle up and trickle down. It'll affect your children. It'll affect the people around you. It'll affect your business. It'll affect your relationships. Confident people are happier people. Happier people are kinder to others. That's my mission. That's my push goal. Now, what's yours? It's your turn. Tell me about your push goal. Leave me a voicemail. Go to shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. To the far right of the screen, you'll see a little widget that says, leave me a message, and click on that. You'll leave me a voicemail. I want to know, what is your push goal? I kind of want to know if you understood this concept, if you did it the right way. So if you call me and you're like, my push goal is to clean my garage, I'm going to say you probably need to listen to this show again. Yep, you're right. This is a test question. And I'd love for you to prove me right that my lifers are flipping brilliant. You're genius. So let me know that you understand the concept by calling, leaving me a voicemail message, and letting me know what your push goal is. Or if you prefer, send me a tweet. Leave me a message on my last Facebook post or Instagram. I don't care. I'll find it. I'm looking for you. I love you. 2015, we're going to kill it. We're going to crush it. You and I together, baby.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.